Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio with a name familiar to probably most listeners, local, but also here in her role as a UC Santa Cruz researcher who's wrapping up her dissertation on abalone. Taylor White, thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. This is wonderful.
It's great to have you. I feel like maybe I got to speak with you about this project a year or so ago, and I'm hoping we'll get to talk about it again as you move further into it. But yeah, we're here to talk about something that you're calling Other Ways of Knowing Abalone. It's a project you're working on. Let's just start with, what is that?
What are other ways of knowing? Yeah, this project really is been developed over the many years of looking at abalone in Sitka Sound and across Southeast Alaska, and the other ways of knowing aspect of it being the bridging of gaps, where I'm finding a lot of gaps in information on abalone. So I'm looking at sort of historical information, and there's just not a lot in terms of very spatially specific data on commercial harvest and or personal use and subsistence harvest, and also an indigenous knowledge in the area. And so there are many ways of sort of knowing an ecosystem, right? And I think this community and, you know, translator communities, we all have a really strong connection to our place and our land. And we kind of know these areas that we go to again and again. And I'm finding I get to talk to a lot of local experts when I do actually get to crawl out from writing my dissertation. And I'm really excited to sort of talk with more people. And so that's what this is talking with people about their known and seen patterns in the areas that they live and subsist on.
Yeah, one thing you mentioned before we came on the air is that you discovered in your research of abalone that you can't leave out humans or otters when you discovered, you know, as you tried to research abalone. And so now you're like filling the gap by reaching out to those humans and trying to understand what we're up to and finding out what humans have to say about otters as well. So you're studying otters kind of as part of this.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. So this is sort of shortly called Other Ways of Knowing Abalone, but yeah, otters are integral to that system as well as us humans. So otters were reintroduced to areas of Southeast Alaska, and they are known to have a disproportionate effect on their ecosystem. But the precise effect really depends on what's going on in, say, like the bay that they go and repopulate, and also what's going on with humans. So are humans maybe harvesting the same? Are they competing for the same sort of, I was going to say lower trophic levels, but yeah, just smaller critters that are loved by both, you know? So it's important to kind of get that more local information. And that's stuff that we don't have information on. We can only do so many dive surveys, and even the most recent aerial surveys of sea otters, which have been super helpful, are counts and a snapshot of just like what is going on in terms of abundance of otters. But that changes even in seasonally, and it changes across time. And it was the first one in 11 years. So we've got a lot of gaps in our knowledge of movement and interaction with otters as well, with humans hunting otters. And so we've got a lot of different players in this project.
So you created a website, and you're looking for listeners, everyone listening right now who is connected with the place they live, wherever that might be throughout Southeast. And you'd like to connect with us all and find out the information that we have. So tell us about this website and how that works for listeners.
Yeah. So this is basically, there's a lot of sensitive information that folks are able to share and are not required to share in this project, but the website to go to contact me is basically, it all leads back to contacting me, because I will be the point person and really the only person who has access to very specific information that you can also easily take back. So if you want to share a very specific beach with me and information on the trends on that beach, I like honor not sharing any of that information, and there will be no georeferenced data in any of these trends that we send out. This will be all very, I think it's just like really important, the confidentiality aspect of it. But the website itself is akabalone.com, and you can just go there and email me, or if you'd like to share your email, then I can email you as well on how you'd like to participate. So,
and because confidentiality is so important, people don't go to the website to like complete a survey or to fill out a map that it's not quite secure enough, you know, for you, for what you want, for listeners to be able to give information. So you'll actually connect back with people who go to this website and say, we'd like to, or I'd like to participate. Mm-hmm. And so then they would hear from you. And from there, you would send them.
Yeah. So from there, there are a few options. And I want to also say, I'm going to try and meet people in ways outside of the internet, because I know that's not the most accessible way. So I will be trying to reach out via the radio, via some other aspects, and some meetings. I know there's like a potluck this weekend, so hopefully I hope to attend that. So there are a lot of opportunities to participate, and some are very large and some are sort of some shorter surveys. So we have online surveys that are technically not like through, they're through a very secure site, and they can be short 15-minute surveys, or you could do an hour-long online survey or an hour-long it's about 45 minutes. It's really as long as you want to make it, because depending on what you answer, survey. So, and then we have interviews as well. So you could do an in-person interview with me and share what you know on the trends in an area, or you could do an online survey, which has like mapping exercises and basically some Likert scale. So on a scale of 1 to 5, how much have otters impacted your abalone harvest site, in your opinion, or like how long have they been there? That's information that we really would like to know on very specific levels in relation to abalone otters and other species. And we're going to use those data to, well, that information and that just wealth of knowledge that exists in these communities to pair it with some of the abalone data that I've been looking at, and hopefully bridge those gaps.
Okay, very cool. So this is really just for people who, they go out and maybe they harvest abalone, maybe they harvest otters, maybe mm-hmm. they walk the same intertidal space at like super low tides and for the past 3 decades and notice what has changed over the time.
Yes.
So it's really for kind of almost anyone listening, you know, who gets outside even just a little bit and has observed kind of the world around them.
Exactly.
You want to talk to those people, you want them to participate in whatever way they're comfortable with.
Yes, exactly. I would love to talk to you. And if you're in a translator community too, and you've spent time in Sitka and you know this area, this is technically just a Sitka central project, because we're trying to get as much little pockets of information as possible to kind of understand what happens when, say, a sea otter goes into an area. And if it's your favorite snorkel site, so what's changed in that area? Then you've maybe seen that abalone are fewer, or maybe there are more abalone and there's more kelp, and maybe that's because there's more food for abalone. And so we're finding these sort of nonlinear relationships at regional scales of otters moving into an area. But they're just very, very interesting smaller scale interactions that we can't define. And I think people really do see and know what's going on. Yeah. So I would love to talk with you if you have any information on a space that you visit and are willing to share that information. And again, it doesn't even have to be a specific, it doesn't have to be like Pirate's Cove. I go to Pirate's Cove and I harvest there. It can be just on Cape, I think, Brunoff.
Right. Yeah. Yes. There we go.
Yeah, that area, in that general area, there's been these trends in terms of what I've seen with otter occupation time, otter movement, anything that is otter abalone related and right. that you have a really just invested interest in, really, because I think that's the point of this project, is really to bring it back to the community and give some power to local and indigenous knowledge with the understanding of those interactions that are happening out in the sound, just out in our backyard that we know so well. So that's the goal.
It's pretty special when you frame it in that way too. Just that it empowers people and their local knowledge. And I think that by kind of holding hands with science, it kind of hands off some of science's prestige and then empowers people. And that's great. It's a chance for people to really hold some of that power, I think. So the best way really to reach out to you, Taylor, is through this website. Are there any other phone numbers or emails we should give out? How should people get a hold of you?
Yeah. So people can go to akabalone.com, and that would be a really good way to access my email. But my email is just TWhite1, so as in like Taylor White, but TWhite1 at UCSC.edu. So that's UCSantaCruz.edu. And you could also call or text me at 907-738-1798. And I will maybe put that up on the website too, but there are a lot of options for contacting me via other modes. And you can also, if you see me out, just please let me know. If there are other ways you want to be more confidential about contacting me, you can contact me through people, or I think that we all know how to spread information in this town. And so I think that if you would like to participate, please just reach out.
Find a way. Yeah. Right. Okay, great. Those are a couple of great ways. akabaloney.com and 738-1798. Taylor White is a UC Santa Cruz researcher who's wrapping up her dissertation on abalone. Thank you so much, Taylor, for being in here this morning.
Thank you. It was really fun.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.